Welcome to Ready, Set, Write, helping writers win the publishing race. My name is Randy Lindsay, and with me here today is Brock Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Yeah, excellent. And Jeanette Rallison.
Just a wave.
You have to speak the word.
She's worn out from all the other recording we've done.
Wait. You have to speak.
And Adrian Quintana.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here.
And, Aaron Blaylock.
It's also nice to be here. What happened to lovely or whatever we did before? I'll just slide out of frame.
Inflection is everything. Oh,
I'm sorry. Let me change my inflection on that.
Yes.
So much easier on writing, right? I can just go back and... All right, so today's topic is our show. We started a show, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So we are calling that, Are You Ready to Write?
So You Think You Can Write. What are we calling it?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're calling it.
Oh, yeah.
So You Think You Can Write.
So You Think You Can Write. There's nothing out there like it. Never mind.
Okay, so we have started a new show, and that's going to be going on YouTube. We're videotaping that. We're also videotaping this podcast. Mm-hmm. So that way, if you actually go to the podcast and not listen, I'm sorry, if you actually go to YouTube, you can see Jeanette wave high and not say anything.
Yeah. Yes.
But if you're listening on the podcast, you're just going to think that she's like phoning in her performance here.
And you can see us all crucify her for doing so.
Uh-huh. That's what we're there for.
All right, and so does someone want to step forward?
What? Go ahead.
Aaron wants to volunteer.
What am I volunteering for?
To tell them about the show.
All right.
What's the premise of the show?
All right, so You Think You Can Write. Basically, why did I get buzzed?
I'll just play.
I said the show right.
I'm just trying to help you out.
The premise is that we look at your first page whilst dancing. And so you judge our dancing while we... No?
There's no dancing.
Was I the only one dancing?
You. I hope not.
Tune in. So we look at your first page, and we were looking at it from either a literary agent or a publisher's point of view, and how a first page can either grab them or turn them off. And so if we see anything that would make a literary agent or a publisher put your book down, your manuscript down...
And as you can tell, we had a lot of fun.
Yes.
So we do toys.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazon.com.
Yeah.
I like the yellow buzzer best, I just want to say.
Thank you. Anyway, and then we'll talk about, and we'll give also strengths and weaknesses, and then we'll give it a rating. You want to talk about the ratings?
Whether it's ready to be sent in, like we think, go ahead and mail that in, that's ready. Set is, we think it's mostly ready, but maybe a few tweaks.
Mm-hmm. Like the story's set.
Yeah.
Need some editing work, some polishing.
And then write is, you might want to just rewrite this.
So
the idea is that, you get some helpful feedback. Because the problem with being a writer is you send out your stuff and you just get form rejections. You have no idea.
If you're lucky, you get a form rejection.
Right, that is true. And so you have no idea, what was it that they didn't like about it? How far did they get into it?
And a lot of times it's hard to get feedback before you start setting things out, and you don't know when you're ready to get to that point. That's probably one of the biggest questions I get from people. How do you know when your manuscript is ready to send out? And a lot of times the feedback that you're getting is from your mom.
Now you have a venue. You send it to us, and we'll tell you whether or not we think it's ready to go to an editor and be ready to submit it. And not only will we do that, but we will give you some critical feedback. Maybe you want to do it anonymously, send us a fake email if you're...
Right.
Or you can be like every other successful writer and just grow a thick skin and get over it.
That is necessary. Very necessary. This is like a skin graft. We're helping them grow the thick skin.
That's right. So you think you need a skin graft.
I was at a conference with an agent once, and I was talking to him about the book, The First Five Pages by Noah Lukeman, because in his book he was saying that most agents won't read past the first five pages.
Right.
Which at the time I thought was really harsh. Like, really? And so I asked him, is that true? And he just sort of laughed and said, I don't, it's usually the first five paragraphs, sometimes the first five sentences.
Right.
He's like, sometimes it gets rejected on the first sentence. So that's what writers are dealing with. It's, and the first chapter is, don't you think it's maybe the hardest one in the whole book? Because it has to do so many things. It has to hook the reader. It has to explain things. It has to set the world. It has to tell you what genre it is. Mm-hmm. So,
and coming from a place of a fairly a newer writer, when I was going through that process and looking at submissions and looking at what they were looking for, you know, they're asking for your first 10 pages, some of them. And I was, or well, I guess they were asking for 10 pages, and I didn't even know that it was the first 10 pages. I'm looking, oh, well, then I need to send them this part in the middle.
The best 10 pages.
No, it's the first 10 pages.
Yeah, that was confusing to them and finally reject it right away.
Yeah.
And we might buzz you on the first sentence, but we'll actually read your entire first page.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And give you feedback on that page. So even if your first sentence needs work, you're going to hear about it, but you'll hear about the rest as well.
And I think it's... If I were to look back and say, what is the one thing that I could use more of even now, but could have used a lot more of early on, would be good critical feedback on my writing. And it was very difficult to get because, again, my dad loved my writing. My mom loved my writing. My wife loves me. And most of the time she loved my writing. Right? Every now and then she would give me some critical feedback. But, you know, and my kids, they would say they read it, but I know they didn't read it. So, you know, it was really hard to get good critical feedback. And then you send it into an agent or an editor when you think it's ready to go. And you don't even get a form rejection. You don't even get an email back that says, keep your day job. Mm-hmm. You just get nothing and you go, well, I guess it's good, but it just didn't fit their publishing schedule. And so you keep sending out and it really might not be that good. And so
it might be excellent. And I mean, that's good to know too, because you don't want to think, oh, this isn't good, and then keep rewriting it.
That's correct.
But it's just, you wrote a pirate novel, and right now, pirate novels are out. So
they are?
What about hot pirates?
Hot pirates are out. Actually, pirates, I think maybe you're always going to be in. That's a genre that's never going away, especially because we all know they're hot.
You scared me. Thank you.
But actually, if you think about the reality of piracy, not cool and not hot.
No, very true.
They had terrible dental benefits. I'm just telling you.
Vision as well, apparently.
Vision, yeah.
Although, really, the reason is that pirates had patch because they were protecting their night vision so they could fight at night. But that's another story.
Wow.
So you learned something you did not know.
You did learn something new. Mm-hmm. Whether it's true or not, you learned it.
You learned it. Here, don't forget.
You learned it.
But what do we hope to give our listeners and our viewers through this process?
Well, obviously, that feedback. I mean, I think Jeanette talked about having a thick skin. And all of us here, I know, are at that point. And if you're going to succeed as an author, you really have to have that. So you need to be at that point where you're not saying, I'm not going to submit to this show because they may buzz my entry. And that may happen. You're submitting because you're going to get that important feedback that makes your story publishable. And that's really the goal. At least that's my goal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, go ahead. Tell me what's wrong with my story. I fix it. And then it's a good story.
Right.
Aren't we going to be offering some incentives for submissions?
Yes. You mean prizes?
Because sometimes people need a little bit of extra incentive.
Right.
I feel.
We are going to have prizes. So every month, we are going to pick a winner. The judges will all confer on that, and we'll pick a winner, and that person will receive an evaluation of the first five pages of the manuscript from one of us. We'll probably take turns when we're doing that. Mm-hmm. Every quarter, we are going to give away...
Oh, I have some Shakespeare deodorizers.
Air fresheners.
Air fresheners, yeah, that's what they are. Air fresheners.
Do you hang it on your manuscript?
I think you could hang it on your computer while you're writing your manuscript.
Ah, very good. And then it all comes out Shakespearean.
Yeah, Shakespeare.
With a light headache.
With a light headache. Side effects include.
Okay, and so then we're going to give one of those away every quarter. That's a fun prize. Yeah. And then we have secured some prize support from Cedar Fort, the publisher Cedar Fort. And we're going to do two prizes through them that we know of. They may be offering additional prize support later on. But at the end of the year, the judges will decide which manuscript they thought had the most potential and we are going to give them a get out of a slush pile golden ticket from Cedar Fort, so they can send that in and they get out of the slush pile and get that, their manuscript gets looked at right away.
Are we also going to offer some of our own services to, what is that, once a quarter?
We haven't decided that yet, but you're right. Our own services as far as consultation, story consultation.
Right, a further critique other than just the first page, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to have a fan favorite. So at the end, mm-hmm. we're going to post all the entries so you can take a look at them. At the end of the year, we're going to take votes from all the viewers, listeners, and the fan favorite will get a, I believe Cedar Fort is offering a first five page evaluation by one of their editors.
And we may have other publishers as well get on board.
We're working on that, but we don't have verification. Right now we only have verification from that. But yeah, we are looking to get other publishers to also help with us. So
we should probably talk about a few of the rules. First of all, how many words can they send in?
250.
We're looking at first page. And why? That's the real reason why, is because the majority of the agents and editors really make their decision on what they judge or whether they're going to keep a manuscript on that first page. That's the most critical part of your manuscript, is that first 250 words. And then what I'll do is I will move that to the first paragraph. So it's 260 words, and that's the end of the paragraph. That's where I will stop it. So
roughly approximately 250 words. What else? Any other? Send it to readysetwritepodcast@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm. It could be any genre, but it needs to be clean.
Right. Oh, that's correct. Oh, yeah. Clean fiction. Clean.
Don't make us read nasty things.
I don't want to read about pig swallow and that kind of clean, right?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it clean.
No
please.
Mud. You keep the mud out of your literature.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, erotica.
Whoa.
Sorry. Don't do that.
Yeah. All right, so they're going to send that in to readysetwritepodcast@gmail.com. And then we go through a judging process. We have one of us act as a narrator who reads the first page.
Right.
And then the other four act as judges. And at whatever point...
We would stop reading
if we were an agent or editor, right? We hit those buzzers, which obviously we really like.
We like
it.
I feel like this one's saying that you know the answer.
Yes.
See, there you go.
Okay.
It's nice.
And the answer is?
Or the time expired on the day
okay.
of the devil.
That's true. That is
all right. And then even if it does get buzzed, even if it got buzzed by all four of the judges, we will read the entire thing, and then we will have feedback. That's the important thing. That's where it really pays off for you, is you are going to get feedback on your manuscript from five different authors, published authors who know the industry and the writing process. So that's a lot of feedback.
And I think, personally, I'm okay if people want to send in some nonfiction, because mm-hmm. nonfiction should also grab you in the first page as mm-hmm. well. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Or am I the only one?
No.
Am I the only one? Okay,
if it's
good.
Interesting nonfiction, good.
Yes.
And then at the end of that, we all give it a rating.
Yeah.
And we rate it ready, if we believe it's ready for submission.
Mm-hmm.
Set, if we think the story is basically set, but maybe needs some tweaking. And then write, where we think you just really need to go back and do a fair amount of writing on the story.
Yeah. I think probably one of the other things we should mention is we are not critiquing you as a writer.
Right.
Or a person or a human being at all. This is about... We are picking up your manuscript as if we found it in the dust outside of the library, and we said, ooh, let's read this, and is this good or is this bad, or what do we think of this? It is not you. It is not you as a writer, you as a person. It is this artifact, and we will be discussing the artifact, not you.
And
we will not psychoanalyze you or anything like that.
That is a hard thing for writers to distinguish, because when you get those rejections, mm-hmm. it feels personal. It feels like... this was the best you could do. This is your baby, and somebody told you it was ugly. So,
don't ever send us anything again. I think that was
personal. Yeah, that was personal.
That was personal.
Your pencil should you try to write it. we're all published, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We still get the same sort of
absolutely
on our stuff where we, you know, our I should bring in something from my, you know, editor where they're just tearing up my first, you know, pages and telling me to rewrite it.
And I go to my people that help me with my, you know, take a look at my rough drafts mm-hmm. and everything, And I want an evaluation on the first page. I mean, did I grab the person? Did they want to read more based on that first page? And I mean, because first pages are so tough to write. Yeah. And Jeanette, you and I both have judged in the past first chapter contests or first page contests. Mm-hmm. All right, so we even know that from a judging point of view. And it's still tough to write a first page.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is, and that's why this is probably the most critical feedback that we can give you, because this is, if you can get this right, then you, the rest of the story can fall into place, and there's things that you can do to edit that. But if you can't get this right, the story's going nowhere, and that's why it's probably the most important. And we honestly hope we can give you something that is difficult to find out there, and some good, honest, critical feedback in a fun format.
Right. So anyone else have any more comments on that?
No, send in your stuff.
Yeah, whoop. And then enjoy with chocolate.
Yeah.
Watching.
Ready, set, write, podcast at gmail.com.
Now, the
Ready,
chocolate
set, write, podcast
is
gmail.
Not provided. But do enjoy with chocolate.
Wait. If you send chocolate to us, we will eat it on the show as we read.
And
your
I guarantee answer. You, no, my no, critique
not,
will be nice.
Okay, so that's it for this episode. No last comment. No, I'm not going to take any last comment.
Come on,
I want to thank Rich Wilson at Vibe for our technical support on the show. And we've already given out the contact information. And so, until next time, get ready.
Get set.
All right.
We thank you for listening. Technical support for this program is brought to you by Vibe, Visual Image Building Enterprises. Vibe is your resource for all your visual marketing needs through website design, video production, and social media management. Give you and your business a new vibe by contacting them at 480-353-1539 or by going to their website at www.vibeforbusiness.com. That's Vibe, the number 4, business.com.